Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Episode 25, What is your ROA? While many coaches and consultants talk about return on investment, you have an opportunity to stand out in your market when you bring your clients to an understanding of the return on advantage of working with you. A return on advantage goes beyond the shorter term return on investment to the lifetime value of the change that you bring. Buckle up, my friend. This is new territory, and you'll want to grab your journal now so that you can let this sink in and begin to have more powerful closing conversations with your ideal clients. This is Deb Boulanger, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you are here for the very first time, welcome home. This is where you get to fill your bucket with innovative ideas and strategies to succeed as a first-time entrepreneur after kissing corporate goodbye. It's a rewarding journey and not necessarily an easy one. And my job is to help you excel past the starting gate and start building some real momentum in replacing your income by embracing your value, packaging your skills, and creating a lifestyle that you choose. It's exhilarating, it's rewarding, and it's not for the faint of heart. If you are a big thinker and a calculated risk taker, you are in the right place at the perfect time. And if you're a loyal listener, I want to hear from you. Please reach out in email or on social to Deb Boulanger. I'm pretty easy to find on Google. Or email me to share your questions at deb@thegreatdoover.com. And in case you don't know, I'm also the founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs, and we've been really busy in the Launch Lab with a cohort of corporate leaders who are carving out new paths as consultants, coaches, and other service providers with a desire to make an impact through their work with no limits on how they spend their time or how much money they can earn. It is a fabulous journey. And if you're interested in learning more, you can go to launchlabaccelerator.com and check out our program. There's a brand new cohort starting in early September. And if now is your time, I'd love for you to be part of that tribe. And today we're talking about ROA, return on advantage. And this came to me as I was working with Julie Cabezas, who is my amazing partner in crime. In fact, her company is called Copy Crimes. She's a strategic copywriter with an eye toward creating compelling engagement with your audience. And we have been cooking up some amazing new tools and training that will be available to you this week. So stay tuned in the Life After Corporate Facebook group for more of that. All right, so on to our topic at hand. While many coaches and consultants talk about the ROI of working with them, they're mostly talking about short-term gains. And they might say something like, well, if you work with me, you'll be able to build out a 5 or 6 figure launch, meaning that by learning their methodology or their strategy, you'll be able to immediately, let's just say 10x the value of what you invested in their course or program. And don't get me wrong, that's an amazing ROI. 10x your return is an amazing ROI. But you might not have the hard dollar or immediate financial return on the work that you do for your clients. So how do you position yourself as giving your clients a distinct advantage? So let's take the scenario of a career coach. If you're working with someone who's looking for a job, You might be able to help them find a position that better fits their desire for their ideal work situation. Maybe you help them get a promotion or a bump up in their salary, and that has a distinct immediate value, both in terms of the emotional value of feeling great about landing this opportunity, and the boost in confidence and the boost in income are all real tangible returns. But what is the long-term advantage of that one major move? If you increase someone's earning potential or you help them jump up a level, that has a compounded lifetime return. From this point forward, their earning potential is cumulatively higher than it was before they started working with you. And that might result in more than $10,000 or $20,000 in a bump up in salary. That could equate to hundreds of thousands or $1 million over the course of their career. So similarly, if you work with people to become better leaders, what is the return on advantage for being a better leader? Think about that. Well, they have more confidence in their presence. They have more impact with their leadership and their mentoring of other great leaders that will also carry on and mentor other great leaders. And great leaders tend to have a bigger financial impact on the companies they work for. So can you see how this is translating into a legacy or ripple effect on the work that you do for the clients and companies that you work for? And my friend, this applies to you too. In the corporate world, you were likely making a high 5 or 6 figure salary. You had a singular focus of delivering value to one company's mission, and you were rewarded based on your performance and your ability to navigate corporate politics. But let's not go there right now. As an entrepreneur, you have ultimate control of your time, your income, and your impact. So what is the return on advantage for investing in your own success? Is it building a 7 or 8 figure business beyond the 6 figure paycheck you left behind? Is it being able to spend more time with your family or travel more, which has a direct impact on your happiness? Is it a new level of confidence and belief in yourself and your skills that you've never experienced before? The personal growth and confidence that comes from this level of success is priceless. And you can apply this to any business, whether you're a health coach, you have an accounting practice, you provide legal or financial advice. Instead of thinking of the short-term ROI, think about the longer-term return on advantage. And bring this into your sales conversations with your potential customers. This longer-term view of the impact you will have together is something that will make you stand out from the rest and position you as a longer-term partner with the clients that you work with. So how will you have this conversation with your potential clients about the ROA of the work that you will do together? I'd love to hear from you in the Life After Corporate Facebook group. And if this struck a particular chord with you today, please consider leaving a review in iTunes and let others know the value of this show. And if you haven't yet listened to episode 24 on the 5 most common pricing mistakes new entrepreneurs make, keep listening. That's your next stop. That's it for now, my friend. Till next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.